Welcome to Ever Beyond, Beyond. On Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Good afternoon, good evening. This is JP. We're having a very special conversation this afternoon. This is October the 31st, 2013. Happy Halloween. Anyway, so we got some very special guests here with I have here Patty Broussard and Karen from Saskatoon. And we will be discussing some of the latest NASA exposés. Patty's been blocked from various internet sites, so let's see why they've decided to block you. Good afternoon, Patty. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Hi, JP.
Excellent, excellent. So basically, if you want to just kind of start into it, and away you go.
Well, basically, the data I put out, the New World Order doesn't want anybody to know about. So they've pretty much been cutting me off, although they can't cut me off from NASA, of course, because I built those systems. So we're having to do a three-way update to get this stuff out to the people in my group because I can't even sign on. Basically, if I have to log in to like Facebook or even my Great Global Shift site, I can't. Anything that requires sign-in, aside from NASA, I can't get at. So that's why we're doing this. I've posted pictures. It seems Izon is slowed down. It's doing a great deal of battle. It's, you know, drawing a bunch of energy from the sun. So it's going to be delayed in getting here. So I don't have a real solid ETA, but I've posted a bunch of pictures to Karen, which you'll, and Lucas put them on my site. The real-time tracking. And yes, I'm still alive because, you know, it's been almost 2 weeks since I've been able to really speak to anybody in my group. Questions? Karen?
Well, I think what's really important is for people to learn what we're doing. Again, I want to thank JP as well. I'm known also as Karen Ann McDonald. We're also the International Clan Mother and the head of the Sirius Star Nations, or White Bear Clan. And we're just presently in Saskatoon as we're directly from the crater. And most of us are heading towards the Nelson area in the Kootenai-Saniac Nation. So it's really important in this time of the pole shift with what's going on. And we've been able to assess a lot of the NASA data that we have been. And if people are not familiar, they can certainly go onto Facebook. There is a site. Actually, we've got several sites. Is we can go to the Evolution of the Human Race. And there's
on Facebook.
On Facebook. And then the other one is Patty Broussard's herself. A lot of people will go directly onto that. Or mine, Karen McDonald, or Karen Ann McDonald. Off Facebook, there was one that was set up as well. And so for those listeners that are not on Facebook, which I'm sure there are a few still, but if people want to go to that, we can set up. It's called greatglobalshift.com, and there's no www in front of it. So I think it's really important that as all of us are getting ready for this incredible great time of peace, and JP and me are all excited because we know this is a time to get basically everything to alignment, but with some of the information that we're able to assess with Patty putting forth, we could see that there was many magnetic shifts happening. Some of them over the areas of people know as Europe, we were able to ascertain and look at the openings and the gates have been open on the North Pole. And through the NASA and SOHO, the telescopes be able to see what was actually going up there with icy on. Some of the things are reversing. There's also been a lot of it appears to be intergalactic Star Wars battles, things going on up there. So I'm going to let maybe Patty go in and address some of that. I think it's really important for each one of us to be really relaxed on this and maybe start looking towards those transition periods, because this could be the impetus as we know things are coming down for potential things with the Department of Homeland Securities. And as it is a global catastrophe, we are seeing potentials for martial laws in many of the areas. And we know that many of the people have been reactivated, even in our areas here. So I'm going to let Patty maybe address with each one of those points. Luke Andrew is now posting them directly onto Patty L. Broussard's site on Facebook, and we'll have them on ours and to all our networks here shortly, probably within a matter of a couple hours. I do want to put forth as well that there was actually an earthquake, which was only probably about 5-6 hours north of myself in Saskatoon, that we finally, it was kind of funny, we actually woke up for, JP.
There was actually two of them, and they were there a little while ago. They've actually removed them from the sites, yeah. All sites, all tracking of earthquakes, they've removed them. So the other thing is, Karen, you might want to put all that information on your site and Lucas's too, because if you put it on my front wall, it might have disappeared by now. I remember that, you know, that they tend to do that. They wipe stuff off. You might want to check on Facebook to see if the data that Lucas posted is even still there.
And so what we'll do is I will be posting it directly onto my site on Facebook, which is Karen Ann McDonald. And then also to Karen McDonald. So it's K-A-R-E-N-M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. So if people want to get some of that, we'll be able to disseminate that information fairly quickly. And I do want to point out that there would have been a previous site that Patty had put up several months ago when we first connected. And within less than 6-8 weeks of her and I tag teaming and putting some of our information in our groups together, and sharing everything as we do freely and benevolently without any commerce, as I'm off the grid as well. And the area that we're setting up by the Eye of Isis and the treaties that are going to be adhered to by the Noah's Ark and our intergalactic treaties, that it is going to be a commerce-free, peace-free zone up there. That all the postings that we'd put together for over 2 months had totally disappeared off everything off the internet. So this is obviously creating some sort of waves as we are doing things to basically dethrone and reclaim our powers back and dethrone actually Elizabeth, as she's not technically a sovereign or a queen. So this has got far impetus to the clan mothers reclaiming back our original territories. So Patty, if you want to talk a little bit about maybe what we looked at with some of those different sites that we'll be posting on and why it's important even for people that say like JP that are in those areas, on those islands, and why we're concerned about our people and our friends getting evacuated out of there.
As far as the islands go, they're basically, you guys are going to be underwater shortly. The poles are melting, due to Wormwood is currently, riding with Nibiru, staying in the same position it would, be if it had come straight through and done the loop around the sun and gone back out. They've actually, you know, turned it so that it's staying relatively the same position and traveling around the sun with Earth so that it can do the pass by. Izon has moved, you know, changed direction after it dropped a hammer on Mars, and it's coming directly for us. It was scheduled to be here at the rate it was traveling, you know, for the 7th or 8th of this coming month, but it has slowed down. There's a lot of battles going on. We've captured a lot of ships and whatnot on LASCO, the cameras that watch the sun. There was a massive flash today at 8 o'clock. So they're doing battle on the way here. So they're delayed on their approach to Earth. The 13th is one of those, you know, New World Order holy days. You know, 13th is one of their numbers. So we're figuring that's going to be a day they're going to pull a false flag. So my priorities right now are to get packed up and get moved up to where it's going to be safe. most of your coasts, I mean, they haven't been inundated yet, but it's not for lack of trying. The New World Order has already tried to do a nuke blast in Carolina. Apparently, they turned the thing on via the football, or what they, the president calls the football. That's his, what he uses to activate nuclear weapons. And they didn't have the code to shut it off, so the good guys that are still in the military took it offshore and dropped it in the ocean. So he's definitely going to do something. It's a matter of what and when. They're moving Jersey barriers and whatnot in on all the state highways and whatnot to basically close it down. And bear in mind, World War II and all the stuff the Nazis did was a dry run for what they have in mind. Right now, they've already changed it so homeless people, it's illegal to be homeless, and they're already moving homeless people that they made homeless into the FEMA camps. So it's already begun. Prepare for it.
So I think this is something that we need to look at and take quite seriously. And so myself as well, we're packed up and we're ready to go. So we will be looking to relocate back to the area that we actually set up and have been in for about 3 years and clean out the area too, including that Q552 base there that they have at Nelson that we're quite well aware of. So we're coming in there to stand up and clean up in there. But that is one of the safest areas in the world. So those people that have actually followed some of Santos Bonaccini's work at Universal Truth or Synchronicity, Santos just got a hold of me about 4 this morning as well on Skype, making sure that we knew some information as well. So it's a large collective group of people coming together to assist people. And it's all about a time of sharing free information. So those people that are in a position that are healthy, and again, they might want to look into the areas where you've got good spring water and shelter and underground facilities with at least 3-4 feet of dirt over your head. We've got radioactivity that has been spiking off the charts right now. The West Coast, the entire thing from Alaska all the way down into past LA, Vancouver, everything is contaminated, and the levels are beyond tolerability. So anyone on those areas would want to look at doing the evacuation right away. And as Patty brought in, we've known this has been coming for a long time, even with Fukushima, both her, myself, David Wolf, numerous other people have been putting forth protocols for people to assist in getting alkalized. Using baking soda and maple syrup, a teaspoon each daily in a cup of water, and using Solay, which is Himalayan salts, for the 94 electrolyte solutions that will help dissipate some of the different causes. We've had numerous reports of people getting into what's called radiation sickness and exhibiting signs. So it's not just ascension symptoms, but we're experiencing actually radiation levels. And so these could be anything from confused and dizziness. Most people are getting tinnitus or ringing in their ears picking up, and huge amounts of digestion problems. The digestion affects the lower 3 chakras, and most people, we need to start flushing that through. So we're getting people called liver and gallbladder flushes and internal salt flushes as much as they can to start creating the flow again. And with at least starting with essential oils internally, anywhere from half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of essential oils, whether it's on your skin or through vegetarian vegan capsules, anything from frankincense to oregano to clove. People that are familiar with Young Living essential oils, they can actually take these internally. I would get access for each and every individual. We get our people are all on virtually daily home enemas for at least 10, 15 minutes. If they're not alkalized already, then they need to start. Anyone that's on medication, you've got a limited amount of time to get off this medication and wean down, because there will be a grid going down with no pharmaceuticals. And so everyone will be in a position where they're going to have to start going back and using natural substances. And those that are not able to will not be able to self-sustain and self-empower themselves through this time and transition, which we have been looking forward to. And I might add, those people that are in natural law and have been practicing universal law have got their own inner planets, inner organs all into alignment. We have flow and we have no diseases. So this is actually the best time ever to be doing meditation and listening to things, even on YouTube with 432 hertz, is that type of thing. So I know if there's anything else you can think of too, as well, JP, that might be advantageous to people at this time.
The Fukushima output, most people don't seem to realize this. Those cores were in the ground the first 2 days. That's where the hydrogen came from that caused the explosions. When number three blew up, the hydrogen explosion slammed the plutonium rods in the pool together, and at that point in time, more than 12 tons of plutonium went up into the air, and it's only been getting worse as those cores burrow into the earth. It was the cores going out of the reactors, hitting the water table the first time, that caused all the hydrogen to start with, that caused them to blow up. They've got five cores that I know of for fact in the ground over there. So, I mean, the radioactivity is getting worse, and that is supercharging the atmosphere. That's why we have poles catching on fire and transformers blowing up and power substations at the nuclear plants going, you know, boom. And the New World Order has passed, you know, a rule that nobody's allowed to report on the news when the power grids are out. But they've been going down all over the place on a daily basis, and it's only getting worse. So don't count on having power for too much longer. The Bartol meters, which measure fissionables in our atmosphere now, are off the charts. Add to what's going on, the battles going on up in space, we're getting a lot of gamma bursts every time one of those really big ships blows up, and that's hitting us too. So, yeah, everything's coming to a head in short order.
One of the things that myself and Luke Andrew have done, we have spent putting literally thousands and thousands of emails out, not only to Congress, but we just recently sent them to anything even from just south of us in Moose Jaw to the Canadian Snowbirds, to the Canadian Air Forces, the Royal Air Force, all the different commands of these different RAFs and stuff are to be technically under my command, and we are commanding that they pick up Lucas and ourselves and protect also myself and my children and provide escorts. They were given a date that they were supposed to have contacted us, and they have failed to do so. Failing to obey a command off the serious clan mother and an international clan mother, I'm going to add, is an act of war, an act of treason. And we are not amused here. So we expect those commands that were sent forth to these different military Department of Defense, RAF, Canadian Air Force bases, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and everyone else to be followed. And I mean immediately, with escorts and everything that was to be put into place for Patty, Luke, myself, and my children. And anyone failing and disobeying this command is going to be dealt with in our courts. And there is no diplomatic immunity. I want that very, very clear.
There was supposed to be done full disclosure by the President and by the Queen last month. And they told them to do it. They came down during the G conference that we just had, told them again, and they're basically ignoring commands. They claim they did a, you know, full disclosure once, but they did it, you know, in front of Congress on C-SPAN, and nobody really saw it, basically. So that's what they're claiming, they've done it, and they really haven't.
So, can I just ask, come in for a couple of things? I'm actually going, literally, in an hour and a half's time, I'm actually going to be on RAF Kinloss, because that's where I practice with my band, bizarrely enough. I'm actually going to be on an RAF base. Is there anything you want me to look out for? I mean, it's just going to be, every time I go there, I go there every week with my band, and it's just the same old, same old. It's very calm and quiet. There's nothing, no panics going on. Is there anything I should be looking out for? I don't want to, you know.
You're not going to get panic. Most of the military people who are going to be, you know, stationed in the DUMS or protect the DUMS are already there. Everybody else is expendable. They don't care.
Well,
I mean,
they're gonna most likely Izon is gonna do a slap down on the, all the bases on the moon. Basically, the Reploid Queen Dracos, who is running stuff down here between her and her two sons, they're cutting off all their escape points because they have, you know, gates that they can step through. They had one that could let them step out over to Mars. That's why they did the slap down on Mars. Destroyed all the bases. And I, you know, Izon did that, changed direction, is coming straight for us. They're probably going to hit the moon when they get here just because there's seven bases up there. And basically cut out her bolt holes, her ability to go to a bolt hole, because she threatened to blow this planet up.
Right, I hang on a second.
People are insane.
It sounds really insane and like a science fiction movie, but can you just talk a little bit about, you know, you're saying that there's a war going on in space that we don't know about. This is presumably a throwover from a very ancient war, and it's like,
it's not a throwover from ancient war.
All right, who's fighting who, and whose side are we on, and who is we, and who's they?
The people who donated Starseed that created us are coming in to clean house, basically. Prior to their arrival, and that's part of the group that's, you know, in Izon, because Izon's actually three ships, and I've actually posted pictures of that, too. The Anunnaki, who are the ones that, you know, were around during the pyramid times and all that, that they've dug up the, you know, the big 11-foot-tall skeletons, that's the Anunnaki, are now fighting over this planet with the Dracos on who owns it, because they both claim they own it, and neither of them do. So that's the battle that's been going on, and that's why more stuff about what the World Order, New World Order is doing is coming out in the media, because the Anunnaki offsprings are the ones that are in charge of the mainstream media, not the New World Order folks. The New World Order folks and the Zionists are, you know, have joined forces with the Dracos to fight off the Anunnaki. That's what started the battles up there. And now with Izon and our relatives coming in, they were letting the Dracos and the Anunnaki fight each other, but now they're all attacking Izon.
So Izon is a biosphere. It's a ship.
There's a big biosphere ship in the middle of it, and then there's two very large discs type battleships that are escorting it.
All right, because I've seen a I don't know if this is a CGI, you know, like a fake. But I've seen like a big tumbling rock and these two little silver cylinders that are orbiting it as it's going around. Is that a CGI?
That's a CGI.
Right.
That's fake.
Okay. And then there was this other picture that I had on my Tolek video, which is I discovered it was like it's one thing that is tumbling through space, and it took three. This is the Hubble picture. And it took three exposures, which showed this thing in three different aspects. So it looked like three things, but it's like a multiple exposure of the same thing. But that's not the same. That's not it either.
That's bogus too. I did a single frame capture from the Hubble, not a triple. Cleaned it up, did a zoomed in, and shows all three ships. I even did a further zoom in and shows a smaller ship docking to one of the discs ships.
I mean, hang on. I'll actually send that to you in a second.
Right.
I'm just bringing it up now. I'll copy it over and send it to you.
Okay. So a few weeks ago, I had a conversation with a man who calls himself Tolek, or his people said that this ship is a biosphere. The Izon is a biosphere, and there are two Procyon ships that accompany it. Is that the case? Is that reality?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tolek. It's had 15,000 views on my YouTube channel so far. So, that's quite interesting. So, okay. So we've got our ancestors, and what do we call them?
Well, actually, there's a whole list of,
Is there a collective, you know, like we call the Anunnaki?
There are 12, species that got together as a group to have our avatars made.
And that avatar is our human body. Yeah.
Yeah, our human bodies. Hang on a minute. I'm sending you some files. Which is a travel page. Okay.
And we're actually the 13th.
Yeah.
We're special.
His eyes on the real good picture of it, the three ships. And here's a real tight zoom in. You can see a smaller ship docking with one of the Procyon ships.
Okay, and that's why it's really important to know that our thing for Sirius, or actually Regulus, that we are the Sidar. We are the clan mum for this 13th nation starseed.
So, okay, so, you know, again I just want to take it, ground it right out. We've got the Anunnaki, who arrived here about 50,000 years ago. Is that them?
Yeah, back during the time of the pyramid.
And they were involved in the, because I'm just reading about this, you know.
They live on a Dyson sphere.
A Dyson sphere?
Yeah, their planetoid is a Dyson, you know, built like a Dyson sphere. That's what they raped all the gold off Earth to build, was the Dyson sphere around their planetoid. And that is there's a model of that sitting right out in front of the Vatican.
Is that the pine cone?
No, the big globe.
Oh, the globe with the thing in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's the Dyson sphere.
So it's like you see the planet inside.
I've got pictures of that in orbit around Earth. It's been here for almost 4 years now. And they have a base on the moon. One of the seven bases on the moon belongs to the Anunnaki.
All right, so that's the Anunnaki, and they are the... The big
eleven foot tall type
coneheads types as displayed in Battlefield Earth with John Travolta. He played one of these beings. They're big. They're very brusque, very slightly stupid, very greedy kind of people. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, they're not stupid, but they came up with the whole God thing in religion. And after we revolted, because somebody attacked the Earth, and they went up there to actually help defend this planet, we had some other ETs help us back then, and we revolted and kicked them off. Because the Anunnakis made a deal with the Dracos to modify our DNA back then to make us more aggressive and better miners.
And less telepathic. This is what I've been discussing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It shuts down a lot of our DNA, what they did.
Yeah.
Actually, the Dracos have monkeyed with our DNA 57 times.
Holy crap. So this is the Anunnaki. These are the 12-foot things, and they're the ones who have dumbed us down, turned us into miners. And then there's the Dracos. And the Dracos...
They've been squatters here forever.
Right.
Since this planet was put here, yeah. But they didn't evolve here. And they were the ones that were contracted to build our avatars. And they did a really piss poor job of it. They basically did it by, fusing the starseed to the second strand of DNA in a real, you know, fast and dirty method. That's what's created all our genetic problems that we have. And they don't care. They didn't care. That's why we have so many hereditary problems.
All right, and then they take the Mickey out of us because we've got all these genetic problems, but they caused it in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the Rh negative types means they have no rhesus monkey genes, which means they're starseed and either Dracos or Anunnaki.
All right. Well,
anybody that's got Rh negative blood has no. Human component to them, basically. They're offspring.
Right.
The entire point of this is the Dracos are not fifth-dimensional beings. They're only four-dimensional beings. They've never ascended. And basically, the way they are, I can't see how they could because their genetics won't support frequency rise. What they're doing is they've been, you know, making their own edition of the avatar that's compatible with them because they want to invade and take over the fifth level. That's what's going on.
All right. So what's happening now is that while all the chaos of the planetary stuff is going on with the crossing point of the galaxy and going positive and negative and positive, during this chaotic period, this is also the time when, the bosses have come back to find out how the things have been going on. How long have they been away?
Well, according to the contract that we decoded and all that, and I matched up to the stars and whatnot, this point in time was supposed to be our graduation, and that was all laid down in 460 BC. This was supposed to be our graduation time for our class as a species out into the galaxy. Only they've monkeyed us so bad that right now, we're too warlike, basically. And that's directly as a result of the reptiloids. And now they're going to keep the offsprings they've made and genetically manipulated that are compatible with them, and they're going to want to bring them down in the dumps and do the best they can to kill off everybody else. Because if we remember this, once the frequency rising goes through and we are empowered, they know we'll hunt them down. Not just here on Earth, on all the planets that they exist once we get out into the galaxy. Because they're like locusts throughout the galaxy, and we're not the only planet they're running from behind the scenes and raping for resources and everything.
And Patty, I just want to add here quickly, is that there was stuff that was released in the newspaper yesterday. One, there was also about the eagle with the brazen snake that just supposedly was found. The other thing, too, is there was a disc which was very similar. The seal that we put on for our Sirius Star Nations is actually on the site at Human or Evolution of the Human Race. So you can see what it was that was in my clan mother books that we decoded. And then with Patty's assistance, we were able to line up to 460 BC. A disc has just been found in a cuneiform that actually we're just decoding right now that actually was just released, and it looks like, like they call old, kind of hieroglyphics. So that was just released in the last couple days right now.
So
it just verified what we're doing.
This treaty that you're talking about, this is the Camel's Eye Treaty that I heard about a couple of years ago. Is that right? Camel's Eye with 460 B? BC, 460 AD.
The Camel's Eye is the Eye of Isis, or also the Noah's Ark Treaty. Other people call it the Wampum Belt's Eye of Isis. That's sort of from 408 AD. That's a clan mother. But what I found was our original Sirius Regulus seal that went back, predating that, was to 460 BC. So we're talking actually a difference of almost 1,000 years, actually. Uh-huh. I found the predating. Yeah, that's in my possession.
And to give you an idea, I'm sending you a picture right now of some of the space battle going on and a ship exploding up there. I mean, this isn't hearsay. This isn't conjecture. I mean, I've got actual photographs.
Okay. So, it's a very exciting time. Where do we look? I mean, if we – and this is why the skies are so cloudy, isn't it? Because they're trying to cover it up.
Well, the chemtrails are dropping – stuff to kill your immune system on everybody. They're also doing it to hide the extraplanetary bodies that are in system and to hide the space battle. Now, a lot of these meteoroids and whatnot are coming down are not actually meteoroids. They're actually ship debris. We actually had a big, huge airlock door drop through the street in Ohio. In South America, we actually had a human-formed robot made of a metal. I have no idea. It wasn't made here on Earth. They can't identify the metal because it actually survived intact through reentry. I mean, it's, blistered and all that on the outside and packed it and went into the ground. But yeah, and there's a lot of fun stuff coming down. I'll send you that picture too.
The robot. So
the robot is that made from the Vril material that comes from Iapetus? Yeah. I heard Casbolt talking about that a few months ago. So
James Casbolt, yeah.
Yeah. What about Casbolt and these? Because what it appears to be is that Casbolt is a kind of immortal being who's a pilot of a Earth defense ship that they regress him so that it becomes like young again. But he's like an immortal being.
That's part of what they use the gold for, the monatomic gold. It extends their life. Like the Dracos that wrote the Bible are still alive today. The Bible, the Quran, all that, those were all written by the Dracos. They stole the idea from the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki were the ones that first started the God bit, claiming they were the God.
Okay, so the people who say they were gods are the bad guys. They're the bad guys.
After we kicked them off, the Dracos took that idea, wrote the Bible, the Quran, you know, all the religious books, specifically to have the general populace under control now. Because they knew this time was coming, they knew when the second sun was coming through. In fact, in the public eye, they deliberately set out the wrong date. They set it out for 2012. Well, you know, the Mayan calendar had a year zero, and they deliberately left that out of the equation. So that they get everybody out there, 2012, saying it was, you know, the end times and all that, and so they could ridicule them. So when the actual time comes about, nobody's watching.
So it's a year later, and they've said, you know, it's a year later. This is what I've been feeling. My gut feeling was like, this isn't right, you know.
I'm sending you a file. You're going to
okay.
Try.
So this is part of the whole, right? So who was it that has put out the everything's going to go ape in 2012? Who put that out? Was that the Nazis or the Dracos?
The New World Order did that, and they deliberately fudged the date, and they claimed that the Mayan calendar and all that ended in 2012.
But it's actually year zero, and we're now coming up to year one. The Mayans had a zero?
When they were figuring the date, they left year zero on the Mayan calendar out. So it brought everything. They claimed it ended in 2012. It doesn't end in 2013.
Right.
Everybody out there and show them to be nut jobs in 2012. That it's not the end of the world and all this and that. They did that to get everybody out there, you know, and ridicule the heck out of them so that when things actually did go down, nobody'd be watching.
All right. So my band's got a gig on the 21st of December this year. Should I just say, look, let's cancel it?
JP, you're on the list with Lucas. You can go to the RAF guys. We'll find out who's ahead there and get you both all out of there.
Oh,
that's my new command. You're due over here. You're a peace man. You're our peacekeeper.
Well,
we have the Kootenai radio show, free radio show for you here, and our own internet ready for you.
Oh, that's good.
You need to accept the file.
Okay, so I'm going to get that.
I sent you one
called Fried Robot, and I'm sending you today's shot from the Lasco C3 that shows the explosion that just happened out by where Izon's sitting from the battle that's going on. This one.
Okay, a picture from today. Just looking at that now. That's coming in there. Fried Robot. Excellent.
Yeah.
And the other one's from the Lasco C3 today. Today's shot. There was actually an explosion out there.
Lasco C3 is the red one? Or the blue one?
No, the blue one.
Okay. Good. All right. I'll have a quick look at that. So, you carry on with your information. Actually, Patty.
What it is, this icon is drawing on the sun. It's drawing on the CMEs, coronal mass ejections. As they pass through Earth, you can actually see Izon sucking them in. I'll send you the today's picture of the live tracking on Izon. Uh, 10:31. I'll send you that too. Send file. Because I mean, I have I still have access to all this stuff, so I can do real time tracking.
Wow, that robot! That's incredible. That's a very humanoid looking thing with. Yes. I mean, it looks very, very fried indeed. Yeah, very.
Well, that's what I mean. That survived reentry.
Yeah.
From orbit.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of the hole. The gate open at the pole from the internet, you know, taken from the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sorry. Look at this one. So,
and we did claim the robot, right, Patty?
Yeah, I want the robot.
I claim the robot. So do you want to suggest? I'm claiming the robot. Oh. No one touches my robot.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Have you seen the pictures of what Izon did to Mars?
No, I haven't seen those either. God, where am I going to put all these things? Maybe I might have to make a page on my website to put these pics on.
Yes,
so
I'm
looking here at it looks like a burst of light, and there's some streaming off to the left of it, and then there's this thing in front of it that looks like a spaceship, sort of deltoid, delta wing thing.
That's two ships fighting, and the one on the left is a ship blowing up.
Right.
And we actually got a gamma pulse from that down here on the planet.
Oh, yeah, that was measured.
It actually made it through our electromagnetic shield and everything. It was, you know, rather nasty.
That was a big bang. And whose ship was blowing up?
That was one of the Reptiloid ships, the Dracos.
All right. So here's the thing. Really, it would be great if we could just kind of let them blow each other up, but... They're holding us to ransom. Is that right?
That's what they were doing originally, but now that Izon's heading directly here for Earth, it's not going to do the loop around the sun or anything. They're all going over and attacking it.
So both the Dracos and the Reptilians and the Anunnaki are now attacking Izon.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I've got the IS. Oh, great big hole. Great big hole in the North Pole there.
Yeah.
And rather like slightly serpentine thing that's above it. Is that just the cloud formation? Yeah. Okay. So there's amazing photos here, Patty.
Here's shots of Mars, what Izon did to Mars.
Right.
It did a real slap down. There are no more bases on Mars. Mars had a coma for 4 days like a comet. That's how bad. That's how hard they hit it.
Wow. And
there was the biggest. There was the biggest CME ever recorded by the human race that went out and actually physically touched Mars. Now, bear Mars is further out from the sun than us.
Wow. Okay, so Mars.
I got pictures of that too.
Mars interacts with Izon and flashes the scene, exploding outwards. All right. So I've noticed that Jupiter is really bright. Is anything going on with Jupiter?
Well, all the planets are heating up because of Wormwood being in system.
Right.
Its passage inward actually took Neptune and turned it on its side, the gravity influence, actually. And Neptune's a little bit behind in its orbit where it's supposed to be now.
Right, so everything's Izon's, the gravity of Izon. I mean, how big is Izon?
About 500 miles across.
500 miles, right. Presumably it's dense, or is it light? Is it a hollowed out asteroid, or is it
ship? It's an actual built ship. They use the ice as, I guess, as reaction mass and also radiation buffer around them. That's what it's used for.
Well, that's the gold. Ooh, that's a CME. Wow. Okay.
I've got some good shots of Wormwood in front of Regulus, too.
Okay, so...
what it is, they turned Wormwood in Nibiru... and got it moving sideways at the same speed Earth is moving around the sun to keep it in position for doing the pass-through
once they deal with the Anunnaki and the Dracos.
Yeah, it's all very. Oh, right. That's pretty.
Mars is like upside down now and is looking almost, green. Like whatever they did to it, it has, re-terraformed it or something.
All right. So, okay. So,
and all the data from Mars, the rovers, the satellite in orbit, they're gone.
All the Mars satellites were gone.
Yeah, the last reading I had from the Mars Global Surveyor, was a speed meter going up and down frantically all over the place. And even at that point, there was no more video. All the data that was in it was wiped, and then even the speed dropped out. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that satellite's destroyed.
I just found. And so I'm looking at this, and it says Enlil, heliosphere inner planets. That name isn't coincidental, is it?
No.
So do you want to just, because there's been a lot of mass confusion for many, many years about what this is all about. And my current area of interest is this period 50,000 years ago when the Naki arrived, because they came from another time domain. Is that right?
No, they actually don't even come from this 4D environment that is our galaxy, not just this galaxy, but this classroom. They come from an entire separate one. They were playing around, experimenting with technology to make gates, and they connected up there all their black holes, squeezed themselves out of their own, destroying it in the process, and ended up here. That's why they hang out around our other sun, our second sun. Now, because that's an unignited star, that's why they needed to build a Dyson sphere to keep their environment warm enough to sustain life on their planetoid. So they built the Dyson sphere around it. Now, originally, the biggest pyramid in Egypt was a power beam set up, because when they first came here and first left here with our second sun, they didn't have a drive system on their planetoid. So they did it remotely.
So they were pushing themselves around the solar
system. Yes, with power beam from Egypt, from the pyramid in Egypt.
And is the reason that, all right, what's the story with Moses then? I mean, who was Moses, and what's the deal with the Ark of the Covenant? Was that the power unit? Because
that was it was a little nuclear reactor, that force spread, to make manna, which was like a yeast type, biological. It heated it to force grow it, dried it, and kicked it out. But it only ran for 40 days.
Right.
And one of the things I just want to mention when you mentioned about Moses, or what they refer to as the great Musa. Yeah. Is also what they refer to in our terms as some of Meredith Quinn's tribal laws, clan teachings that are available for people to come back into the international laws or universal laws. And you can go to YouTube, and we have downloaded that also on Facebook at Meredith Quinn Universal Writings. So those extra things or teachings that we have are available to the entire populace freely.
Okay, so we're coming to, we're about 10 minutes away from the end of this hour, and I need to, as I said, go back to the RAF base later. Patty, do you want to give a kind of summary of what your message is for everybody, given that you're not able to get online to put it out yourself? Is there a kind of nugget that you'd like to supply everybody?
Okay, there's at least two different types of false flag events that the New World Order are going to try and pull, and you can't get sucked into either of them. One is going to be, they're going to try and fake the rapture from the Bible to get you to walk into their FEMA death camps. The other thing they've got going on down in Pine Gap, they're manufacturing fake gray ET-type aliens to man the ships that we have built that look, you know, like ET ships. And they're going to try and fake a ET invasion in conjunction with Izon's arrival to get us to fight. Don't get sucked into it. Don't go out and get in ships. Our relatives don't need to beam you up. You know, they don't need to land and have you walk in the ship. They can beam you up off this planet with no trouble. Get out of coastal areas. Like I said, I posted a whole video. You need, when Wormwood comes through, everything on the surface of this planet is fried. It's happened 5 times in the past. There's records of this. And this is actually the worst of them. When we have a second sun pass by, when we're at the galactic plate, this is when the forces are the worst. And that's what's coming. And it's going to go down as soon as our relatives deal with the Anunnaki and the Dracos. So prepare as best you can. Get the high ground, because when Wormwood comes through, the water on this planet is tied to the moon, not the sun. And the passage of Wormwood is going to temporarily slightly slow down the Earth's rotation. The problem is the water keeps going. That's why I recommend 1,200 feet plus above current sea level. And you need at least 3 or 4 feet of Earth over you in either a cave or make one because Wormwood is a like being stuck in a microwave. And you need that shielding to make it through this. That's why all your native tribes and your native Indians and all that have the what they call a sweat lodge, and it's underground with 4 feet of dirt over it. They've been through this 5 times. They know how to do this. That's what people need to do.
Sobering thoughts indeed. Patty Brassard and Karen and McDonald, thank you. This has been an Ever Beyond special. I'd like to thank you for getting in touch with me, and I'll be putting this out.
You're welcome.
I'll send you links to this recording. You'll be able to download it from my website, and I'll probably put the pictures up as well. So
thank you.
I'll get on with that, and because I've got about 10 minutes before I have to go out. God bless you. Thank you very much, and
Well, the creator certainly will. We'll get you some more to put up the site with Luke, so you can actually see our seals and the banners, flags, crests, and our coat of arms that are ready to go.
Okay.
I can send them that.
Our shields are up, and you're with our protection, so thank you. And we're going with the creator. We'll talk about that Anunnaki God thing, yeah. Destruction.
Done. You know, it's this thing, the whole, when, you know, I say to everybody, you know, God bless you. When I say God, I mean like the whole, you know, universe, all that is kind of God, but, you know, everybody's got their own definition. Love you. Thank you very much. And good night.
Beyond.